This is JIS News. Coming up, police to intensify operations in St. Catherine North Division. American private sector interests urge to invest in Jamaica and recruitment underway for a high school diploma equivalency program. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. The police in St. Catherine North Police Division have intensified their operations in response to the recent spate of homicides in the division. This follows a statement from National Security Minister Peter Bunting that the spike in murders since the start of the year can be attributed almost entirely to gang-related activities in the division. Head of the division, Senior Superintendent Marlon Nesbeth, says the police will be increasing operational outputs to unprecedented levels in the interest of law-abiding citizens.
It's an all-systems approach that we are employing, and it is also backed up with our senior staff members from headquarters level playing their role in coming to lend to the management structure of the resources that is on the ground. We seek to dominate spaces. We seek to carry out operations around individuals who we term violence producers. We are backed up with a military presence.
SSP Nesbeth is assuring the public that the police will be occupying public spaces and dominating major thoroughfares with the requisite behavior of good public interaction. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is inviting American private sector interests to invest in Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says sustained efforts are being made to create the environment for business and commerce to flourish. Jamaica's improved ratings and the ease of doing business, declining energy prices, and high consumer confidence are testament to the strides made to establish Jamaica as an ideal business destination.
If we can have investors coming from China, look how far China is to invest in Jamaica, then certainly American investors should come and invest in Jamaica. Indicate to me when they're coming, and I will take the time to meet them because we need the investments.
Opportunities for investment, she said, exist in areas such as physical and economic infrastructure, logistics, and tourism. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was addressing members of the Congressional Black Caucus, other leaders in Congress, and the officials of the IMF and the U.S. Department of State at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Recruitment is now on for the Ministry of Education and Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning High School Diploma Equivalency Program. With over 3,000 participants already enrolled, the program provides adult learners aged 17 and older with a second chance at attaining a general education. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says the program is a direct response to the growing demand for education and skills training for the adult population.
Every Jamaican in need of upgrading of his or her educational levels should be encouraged to avail themselves of the opportunities of this literacy renaissance. We invite students who don't know the letters of the alphabet or cannot read the road signs or their own name to come just as they are. We invite those who are literate but who never went beyond primary school or junior high school.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The High School Diploma Equivalency Program, which is recognized in both Canada and the United States, has five core components: English language, mathematics, information technology, science, and social studies, and is to be offered over a 40-week period. Meanwhile, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says a recruitment drive for teachers will begin in March this year and will seek to deploy an additional 300 teachers to the High School Diploma Equivalency Program.
Currently, there are 129 adult facilitators deployed across the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning Network. 65% are qualified. However, a very limited number are trained in the specialization areas. There is going to be a collaboration with teacher training institutions and the Ministry of Education to embark on teacher recruitment and to upgrade initiative to engage teachers with the requisite knowledge and skills.
The ministry is targeting 7,500 student participants for enrollment in the 2015-2016 year. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.